Kof Dalad Mal Cheshvan, Friday the 6th of November, Rabbi Doniel Schreiber, The Ambitious Legacy of Avraham Avinu.
Good morning. It's good to be back here learning with you again. I enjoy very much the atmosphere here. The principle of Maisa Avos, Simon Labonim, that the lives of our forefathers have significance for us, appears throughout Chazal, Rishonim, and the Achronim. And we therefore pay great attention, because of this principle, to the details of their lives described in the Torah. Who the Avos and Imahos were, what transpired in their lives, all of that provides a window into our own identity and destiny. And by the way, that is one of the greatest drives and yearnings and aspirations of a human being, a particularly Jewish person, to understand who we are, to understand our own identity. And so therefore we pay particular attention to the Maisa Avos. The past week's parashios have been focusing on the life of Avraham Avinu. And as we will soon see, there is a very important and basic question regarding the essence of the character of Avraham Avinu. But we'll get to that. And therefore, though, since Maisa Avos Simon Labonim, it is a question that relates to our character and our identity. It's not just a kasha, who was Avram? But in a certain sense, we're asking, who are we? Who are we as individuals? Who are we as an Am, as a nation? And this week's parsha, Parshas Chayisara, will help provide an answer to that question, as we will soon see. So I will divulge the question soon, but to appreciate the question, I think some background is in order. When we think of Avraham Avinu, we typically think of two things with regard to Avraham Avinu. We think of his chesed, his deeply caring and compassionate behavior, and number two, we think of his emunah, his profound and enduring faith. These two things, chesed and emunah. So these two associations are well documented, of course, in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, and they're both clearly part of Avraham Avinu. For example, the emunah side of Avraham Avinu is displayed a number of times in Chumash. We'll go back a little bit. In Lech Lecha, Avraham completely trusts Hashem's promise to make Am Yisrael as numerous as the stars. The Torah states, Meforish, Vehem in Bashem. This was Avraham Avinu, Vehem in Bashem. He trusted in Hashem that this would be so. And in addition, in last week's parsha, Parsha's Vayera, we read of Akedas Yitzchak, the sacrifice of Yitzchak, where Avraham displayed incredible and unshakable faith in the wisdom and in the Ratzon of Hashem when he was commanded to sacrifice his beloved son Yitzchak. Moreover, in Chazal, in the Midrashim, we see tremendous background for the deep and abiding faith that Avraham had. These Midrashim are given best expression in the Rambam, in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, Perek Aleph. And there, based on the Midrashim, the Rambam describes at great length the Emunah side of Avraham's identity. He writes at great length about the advocacy of Avraham's of monotheism and his rejection of Avodah Zorah and his efforts to proliferate this truth among the masses and to perpetuate the truth of the Doros. We're not going to go through the Rambam. It's a very, very long Rambam. But suffice it to say that there are a number of chidushim in there. One, just for example, it says in the Rambam, first, that Avraham Avinu even wrote sforim, even wrote books about Emunah Bashem. That's what it says in the Rambam. But these midrashim brought down in the Rambam plainly underscore Avraham Avinu's attribute of emunah, describing him really as a champion of the truth of Hashem Echad, and a person of deep and abiding faith and trust in Hashem Echad. On the other hand, Avraham Avinu is also considered the paradigm of chesed. He's famous for and inextricably associated with his kindness and caring and sensitivity. And as the Navi Micha exclaims about Avraham Avinu, Titein Chesed LaAvraham. Let Chesed be awarded to Avraham. Avraham argues with Hashem for the lives of his ideological enemies, the inhabitants of Sodom. We know Avraham has his tent open for any and every wanderer. Even his own illness and personal discomfort after his bris milah are no concern. He gazes hopefully down the road. He's sick, and he's hopefully and yearningly gazing down the road in the heat of the day, waiting to help some lonely passerby. We know that his actions are motivated by love of mankind and sensitivity to human suffering, his ethics. And finally, Hashem declares about Avraham Avinu in Bereishis, Perek Yuches, the Ribbon Shalom recognizes this about Avraham Avinu, that he is a person of tzedakah and mishpat. He's a good person. He's a good person. So, we've seen that chesed and emunah are prominent ingredients mixed into the great man that Avraham Avinu was. However, and it's here that I want to divulge my question. Typically, when we consider mixtures, we wonder if any of the ingredients stand out alone as ikar, as prominent, as primary, as defining in the end product. While often each of the ingredients is critical and pivotal, it is not unusual for one component to be the defining trait. Just for example, Hilchos Birchas Hananim, the laws relating to blessings over food. We utilize this principle of Iker and Tofel, primary and secondary, in order to decide which is the proper bracha to recite over foods comprised over a multitude of ingredients. So here also, to ask with Avraham Avinu, it's a fair question. Although both Chesed and Emunah were part of his core identity, it's natural to inquire, is it possible that maybe one of the attributes was Ikar, in defining who Avram was at his inner core, his nucleus, if you will. It's normal to be curious, for example, whether axiologically, perhaps, it was his mid of chesed, his kindness and goodness to people, is what primarily defined him. It was the engine that moved him. It was what colored all his decisions, and ultimately was his most prominent legacy to the world. Or do we say that it was his trait of emunah, deep belief and trust in Hashem Echad? That was the defining attribute. It influenced all his values, his decisions, his worldview. In the end, maybe that was his foremost teaching to the world. If I would ask the question another way, just to understand this question. Maybe Avraham Avinu was fundamentally an Ish Chesed, Begavra. He was naturally caring, deeply humane at his inner core, part of his DNA. And it was precisely that feeling of chesed that brought him to emunah, because he was a Baal chesed. Why? Because it was that feeling, that sense that he had, that distanced him from the cruel pagan lifestyle and the vulgar attitudes of Avodah Zarah. Because he was an ish chesed, he saw this world around him and he was just repulsed. Can't be. But it came from his chesed. It was a sweet and kind, ethical, inner core chesed personality that brought him to realize the false idea of Avodah Zarah and the philosophical truth of Hashem Echad. In this view, Avram's chesed personality was part of his genetic code and natural born instincts, while his emunah was not. Rather, his emunah was his outgrowth of his naturally kind and ethical chesed personality. In other words, maybe Avram was an ish chesed who as a result became a baal emunah. Ish chesed, baal emunah. Alternatively, maybe it was the other way around. Perhaps Avraham Avinu was not born the unbelievably kind and super caring person that he became. Maybe he wasn't the zealous pursuer of chesed inborn. Rather, perhaps Avraham Avinu was fundamentally, at his inner core, an Isha Emunah, Begavra. And that governed his life. And therefore, upon realizing Hashem Echad, and realizing that the Borei Olam is truly the master of the world, Avraham Avinu, since he was a logical, smart, intelligent, philosophical person, and he realized the truth, so the truth locks you in. He became absolutely and totally devoted to the Ribbono Shel Olam, without qualification, just as an Eved should, just like a servant should. But at the same time, Avram Avinu realized that the Ribbono Olam was a loving and caring God as well. Hashem, Hashem, Kerachim Bechanun. Also, David HaMelech talks about the Ribbono Shalom. Kemarti Olam Chesed Yibaneh. David says about the Ribbono Shalom, I know you build a world of loving kindness. When Avram understood this because of his mind, when he understood that the Ribbono Shalom was the Ribbono Shalom of Rachel Mechanah, of loving kindness, then Avram also altered his own behavior. And he chose to live a life of chesed. He completely embraced that. Mahu Rachum? Afatai Yerachum. They're supposed to emulate the Ribbono Shalom. And he ultimately internalized totally the chesed attributes. Kavioch. Of the Ribbono Shalom. It was precisely Avram Ish Emunah who looked out upon the world and defined his life accordingly. And in this view, Avram Begavra is an Ish Emunah who also, as a result, became a Baal Chesed. So in short, the question is, who was Avram Avinu at his most inner core? Was he an Ish Chesed who, as a result, became a Baal Emunah? Or was it the reverse? Was he an Ish Emunah who also, as a result, became a Baal Chesed? So to answer this question, it is obviously necessary to examine numerous sources of evidence. Some facts we'll soon see point to Avram being at his core an Ish Emunah, and others the other way. For example, the notion that Avram was an Ish Emunah, first and foremost, who also became a Baal Chesed, seems to be supported by the fact, when you look through the Torah Shebiksav, so Avram's acts of Chesed occur much later in life. It seems that the later, we don't know of a youthful, young, child like Avram doing the acts of Chesed. But rather, what do we know about Avram's youth? Chazal tells. In Avram's youth, Avram was animated by philosophy, pursuit of truth, spreading the fact that Hashem is the creator of the world, Hashem is Echad. So this idea seems to underscore the thesis that first, who was Avram Avinu? First he was Ish Emunah. Later on, we know him as a Baal Chesed. On the other hand, this week's parsha, Parshat Chayisara, seems to support the reverse idea. In other words, that Avram Avinu was actually an Ish Chesed, who also, as a result, became a Baal Emunah. The Torah tells us that Avram is getting old. Avram Zokin Boba Yamim, and he feels that a suitable wife must be found for his son and heir Yitzchak. So Avram approaches his trusted servant Eliezer and directs him to find the wife for Yitzchak. So let's now consider, how does Eliezer go about finding a suitable wife for Yitzchak? Eliezer arrives in the city of Aram Naharayim. He davens to the Ribbono Shel Olam for a sign. He asks, this is what he asks. Let it be that the young lady to whom I say, lower your pitcher and I will drink. Give me that jug and I'll drink from it. And she will say, drink, and I will also water your camels. Let it be her that you have designated for Yitzchak. And right after that, the Ribbono Shel Olam sends Rivka. Many Mefarshim note, Rashi and others, that Eliezer did not ask for an arbitrary sign. Stop. You know, if somebody runs by, or this happens, the shooting star, something happened. He was looking for something particular. And what was the sign? The sign had content. It focused on human sensitivity and kindness. These attributes were certainly indicative of qualities befitting a daughter-in-law of Avram Avinu. That makes sense. You see, what's Eliezer looking for, and presumably from Avram Avinu? He's looking for chesed. That's begavra. He wants a person of chesed. But what's shocking, though, is that the religious qualities of Rivka are totally ignored. Eliezer does not concern himself with her faith, or that the fact that Rivka was from a house of Ovdei Avodah Zarah. The focus of Eliezer's tests exhausts itself on the plane of human sensitivity. His search was for the girl of chesed. This seems to indicate that Avraham viewed the attribute of chesed as a central priority. Why else was chesed the one and only attribute selected by Eliezer to find a suitable wife for Yitzchak? What? The clear rationale is, what's the rationale? What's the thinking? The thinking is that a young lady who naturally and axiologically is an Isha, Shil, Chesed, would ultimately reject, she would come to understand and reject the cruel and the cruel paganism and the vulgarity of Avodah Zarah and embrace the truth and ethics of Hashem Echad. Moreover, support for the notion of Avraham specifically being an Ish Chesed comes from evidence that Chesed was inborn, inherent. It was an inherent characteristic of Avraham Avinu. It wasn't just an acquired trait. How can I prove this to you? That from Avraham Avinu, Chesed was in his DNA. How can we show this? So there are various comments from the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Beis. He says, for example, there are many, many quotes. I don't know if we have time to go through all of them, but he says, a person shouldn't be cruel and not to make up with people. Should be easy to make up with people and difficult for him to get angry. He should be quick to be mochel, etc., etc. The zehu darkom shel zera Yisrael. This is the derech of the Jewish people. This is part of the DNA of us. He says elsewhere, Mefurash about Avram Avinu in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, Perek Yud. He says, Chayven onul yizoher b'mitzvah tzedakah yoter mikol mitzvah saseh. We have to be careful with tzedakah more than any other mitzvah. Shat tzedakah simen letzadik zera Avram Avinu. That shows that we're part of the nation. And he says, just one more place, there's a number of other places, but in Hilchos Yisur B'yah Perek Yutes, he goes so far as to say that if a person is lacking this, he may not even be from, we should be choshesh, that perhaps he's not from Zera Avram Avinu. He says, V'chein kol mi sheyesh lo bo azus ponim, o achzorius, v'sonias abrios, v'eino gomo lehem chesed, choshishin lo biyote Hashem ha-givon hiu, shesimon Yisrael, ho'ma kedushav, v'ayshinim rachmonim v'gom lichasodim. In other words, what the Rambam is telling us from Chazal is that we understand that Avram Avinu and the legacy of Avram Avinu to Yitzchak and Yaakov and to us is that it's in our DNA, it's part of who we are. This is not something that was simply acquired and taken from outside and the mind figured it out. It's part of who he was. Now, what's interesting is that we don't see any similar statements this way, being choshish about a person when it comes to their faith. We don't say, if someone unfortunately is not a mammon, we don't say, oh, maybe your yichus isn't good. We don't speak that way. We don't say that maybe someone isn't from Avram Avinu. Rather, we say, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, we say, Yisrael, Afa Pi Shechota, Yisrael who? He's still considered a Jew. It's very unfortunate the way he is, the way he's behaving. But he still has Kedushas Yisrael. Now, all of this seems to point to the fact that ethical awareness and sensitivity and compassion are inherent Jewish characteristics that we inherited from Avram Avinu. As part of his DNA, he was Ish Chesed Begavra and didn't merely learn it. But I want to introduce a problem. There is evidence, and this is the truth, there's evidence that even Emunah is also passed on through the generations at some level. Faith seems to also be running through the generations. For example, the Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadik Zayin Amud Aleph, refers to Am Yisrael as Maminim B'nei Maminim. We're people of faith who are the children of people of faith. Maminim B'nei Maminim. You don't speak that way if it's just about an attribute that people figure out. This is something. It's Maminim. It's within us. Moreover, it seems that the halacha understands that we are defined as Jewish, at least at some level, by our Muna as well. It's true that the Gemara says, Yisrael afa pi shechata Yisrael hu. But also, there's a principle in Shas and Poskim. It's in Erevin and many, many other places in Chulin. We say, Mumar dino kenochri. Unfortunately, if a person is an apostate, a rebellious Jew, in certain cases we treat him like a non-Jew. This has impact for case of Shechita and Mila and Ribis, Erev Chatzeros, possibly Stam Yenom. This is something that exists. Now, it's granted, it's true, that when we say Mumar dino kenochri, we don't mean that the fundamental level of his Jewish identity is in question. It means that we treat him like a non-Jew. But the Kedushas Omed this. For example, I'll just give you a radical example. Let's say a Jewish man marries a Jewish woman. And then later on, the Jewish man, Rachman Atzlan, he becomes a mumar, he becomes an apostate. We don't say that now the woman doesn't need a get. They don't say she's married to a non-Jew. There's no marriage. She doesn't need a get. Kedushas Omets. But still, the fact that there is such a concept of Mumar Lahachis Dino Kinochri, that we do not let him comprise a minion of 10 men for Dvarim Shiva Kedusha, demonstrates that at some level, emunah, the faith, is considered also as an important part of Jewish identity. So, Hadra Kushi L'Duchto, we've returned to our original question. Who was Avram Avinu at his inner core? Was it Ish Chesed, who also, as a result, became a Baal Emunah? Or the reverse? Was it Ish Emunah, who also, as a result, became a Baal Chesed? Which is it? So it seems to me that because of the conflicting but compelling evidence in each direction, in truth, Avram Avinu was at his inner core both an Ish Chesed and an Ish Emunah. The qualities of Chesed and Emunah existed as equal pillars of Avram Avinu's life and existence. He was born with incredible warmth and kindness for humanity, but he also acquired and completely integrated Emunah, faith of Hashem Echad, into the warp and the woof of the core of his being. Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, in his Kuzari, writes something very interesting. He says that parents' spiritual achievements and their moral development can be passed on through their spiritual genes to their children. This clearly assumes a complete integration of midot into one's spiritual self. In this light, we can especially appreciate how Avram Avinu can fully integrate emunah into himself, and there should be a concept, therefore, as maminim b'nei maminim. But there's also an important lesson for us. See, Avram Avinu was our patriarch. He was our first Jew. He was the archetype. And according to Chazal, we, as Zera Avram Avinu, the descendants of Avram, should be able to see Avram Avinu in ourselves. As Chazal will say, if a person lacks kindness, maybe he's not from Zera Avram Avinu. And that also means something good in this. It means that we as Jews have the beautiful midah to desire doing kindness for others. It's embedded within us. Sometimes a person says, I don't immediately sense it. Maybe I don't feel that drive. Okay, fair enough. But one should know that he doesn't have to dig down that deep to find it within himself. It's in his DNA. It's easy for us as Jews to cultivate our midah of chesed because it's part of who we are. It's like a genetically engineered super seed that will grow with just the smallest amount of cultivation. We should never be miyayish. We should never lose hope in finding the incredible warmth and kindness that courses through our veins and abides, sometimes latent, within our personality. Perhaps sometimes it's hidden, but with a minimum amount of effort, it can be revealed in all its glory. Yet it's also important to realize that Avram Avinu, as a man of faith, who through philosophy and logic recognized Hashem Echad, he also recognized Hashem as Kelracham Bechanun. And as a result, he also embraced Chesed as an ethical value. Not just that he had it as an attribute, but it was a shita to be practiced and implemented. If the performance of Chesed depends merely on one's emotions and feelings of kindness, then often one will fall short in their acts of chesed. For example, when a person is tired, stressed, he's irritable, he's distracted. It's just about how I feel. So now it doesn't work. But if chesed is a value, it's a shita that you embrace because it's the midah of the Ribono Shel Olam, then you will go out of your way to be kind and provide comfort and help to others, even when one is not operating at their optimum. Like Avram Avinu himself, who sat outside his tent looking for Orchim, even though he just had a bris milah. This is because it was a shita. He knew this was the midah of the Ribono Shel Olam. This is how you're supposed to act, as a mamon. Not just as Baal Chesed, as a mamon. This was the beautiful duality of Avram Avinu's midah of Chesed. And therefore it's the beautiful duality of our midah of Chesed. Chesed for Avram Avinu and for us, as Jewish individuals and as a Jewish nation, is both a natural attribute and it's a deeply held value. Our midah of chesed is easily and naturally cultivated, but we implement it, even under trying circumstances, because we are committed to it as a deeply held value. Yet, We are also Zera Avram Avinu, Isha Emunah. We are descendants of Avram, the man of faith, who believed in Hashem, Echad, and completely trusted in Him. And this, too, has incredible import for us. Avram Avinu used his great intellect and profound logic to realize the existence of Hashem Echad and to reject the theology of paganism and of Avodah Zarah. It was his astuteness and his intelligence that convinced him to be a monotheist. And it was his mind and good judgment that influenced him to trust and rely totally on Hashem. It was his seichel, his judiciousness and common sense that persuaded him of the righteousness of the Derech Hashem. And that means that also we, as Zera Avram Avinu, have the incredible quality and inclination to use our minds and to employ our intelligence. We use this intelligence, of course, in our determined efforts of Talmud Torah. And we use it in conducting our business. We use it in navigating the challenging and sometimes treacherous path of life. And we use it as well in our faith and devotion to Hashem Echad. We recognize clearly with our seichel how ridiculous idolatry is. We also understand how self-serving the theology of Avodah Zarah is. And we also completely comprehend that recognizing Hashem as the master of the world of the Ribono Shel Olam demands from us, logically it demands from us, absolute and unqualified hishtabdut, servants and obedience to the Ribono Shel Olam. As my Rebbe Zatzal, Harav Aaron Lichtenstein, Harini Kaparis Mishkovo, he once expressed, being an Eved Hashem means either everything to you or means nothing to you. Our logic tells us that as avodim to the master of the world, we have to be all in with regard to our determination and effort to successfully fulfill the mitzvah, the commands that Hashem has given us. Yet it's also important to realize that Avram Avinu, as an ish chesed, a man possessed by naturally warm feelings of kindness for his fellow human beings, a man animated viscerally by an ethical imperative to do good and to be compassionate, was also precisely because he was an ish chesed, he was naturally and intuitively repulsed by the theology of Avodah Zarah. So sometimes it's important to realize that relying totally on our logic and seichel can lead to serious mistakes and even disaster. It's our dafka, our inner sense of chesed that's built into us and wired into the Jewish people that help us to understand what is right and what is wrong, can save us and lead us to the correct path. It is not unusual for our built-in inner compass to save us from blunders and destruction. Our deep feelings of compassion and ethics often compel us to take action also, when mere cold logic would have left us passive and idle. It's the right thing to do! It's the right thing to do! But do it! What's going to move a person? It's their DNA. It's their feelings. They've got to do it. They're compelled. And likewise, our inborn appreciation for Tzelem Elokim and our natural core spiritual aesthetics prevent us from involving ourselves in vulgar or improper activities that perhaps our intellect would have found some justification for. Our minds are really great. It should be okay. We can justify. We can justify all we want, but you know inside that it's wrong. This was the beautiful duality of Avram Avinu's Midah of Emunah, and therefore the duality of our Midah of Emunah. Emunah for Avram Avinu and for us is something that makes us remove ourselves from vulgarity and debasement and to lead a life of Dveikus Hashem, to embrace sanctity and purity. And it's our Midah of Emunah that logically and utterly compels us to be unqualifiedly devoted to the Ribono Shel Olam. It's this Midah of Chesed and Emunah that have this interplay. And so, Avram Avinu bequeaths to us an ambitious legacy, one that demands an integration of our natural attributes of Chesed with our deeply held philosophical values of humanitarianism. One that insists on the combination of utter and total devotion, complete and unqualified avodah to Hashem, as logic absolutely dictates, with a guiding lamp of our inborn moral and spiritual sensitivities, which restrain us from error and from poor judgment, and compel us and inspire us to action. Perhaps this is a tall order. However, since we are Zera Avram Avinu, we should be more than up to the task. We can do this. And I'll just conclude and close with the following very famous story. It's a related story. It's told about the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. The Eiger family, they were firm and resolute misnagdim. However, the grandson of Rabbi Akiva Eiger came under the influence of Chassidut. And he went to spend a year with Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Kutz, the Kutzke Rebbe. Upon his return home, the father asked the son, "What did you learn from the Kutzke Rebbe?" So the young man answered, "I learned that Hashem is the master of the world." The boy's father became very upset. He said, "Everyone knows that Hashem is the master of the world. It took you a year to figure this out. Even the housekeeper knows that Hashem is the master of the world. Look, I'll show you." So the father asks the housekeeper, "Who is the master of the world?" And the housekeeper, of course, answers, "Hashem is." The father then turns to his son and says, "You see?" The boy shook his head sadly, but triumphantly. And he said, "The housekeeper says Hashem is the master of the world. But I know that Hashem is the master of the world." Shabbat shalom.